The rubber hit the pebbles under the sun for the 2023 C2 Sky Gravel Fondo on the first weekend of October. Separated into three distance categories, beginner fondo, medio, and full. The second annual Gravel Fondo drew over 200 finishing riders on Sunday, October 1. Of those, more than 10% were from the U.S., an organizer told the Squamish Chief. The start and finish was at the Squamish Days Loggers Sports Grounds. The courses were designed to be challenging and showcase the gravel roads and trails in around Squamish and the Sea to Sky Corridor, said Dean Stanton, CEO and founder of the Tri-One Events, in an email to the Squamish Chief. The top three finishers for the full fondo were Ben Sigston, Oaken Work, and Shane Savage. The North Vancouver-based Sigston finished the 90-kilometer distance with a time of 2 hours 41 minutes and 59 seconds, equating to an average speed of over 33 kilometers per hour. Work finished just over a minute behind at 2 hours 43 minutes and 28 seconds, and Savage finished just minutes later at 2 hours 47 minutes and 14 seconds. The top Squamish-based rider, Brian O'Rourke, finished in 7th and under 3 hours at 2 hours 49 minutes and 22 seconds. The top three finishers for the Medio Fondo were Jack Spinks, David Funk, and Jason Stewart. Spinks finished the 50-kilometer race with a time of 2 hours 5 minutes and 15 seconds, more than 5 minutes ahead of Funk and Stewart. Funk ultimately finished with a time of 2 hours 13 minutes and 54 seconds, and Stewart ended just a minute behind him at 2 hours 14 minutes and 54 seconds. The top Squamish-based rider, Jeffrey Paulson, finished 10th with a time of 2 hours 34 minutes and 56 seconds. Lastly, the top three finishers for the beginner race were Jordan Thomas, Chris Jansen, and Rolando Valenzuela Jr. Thomas finished the 25-kilometer race in nearly a half hour, finishing with a time of 30-10. Jansen followed with a 32-51 finish, and Valenzuela finished at 34-25. Stanton said organizers were absolutely thrilled by the overwhelmingly positive feedback they received over this year's event. With that in mind, we're already hard at work planning an even more exhilarating and unforgettable experience for 2024. Check out all the finishing times online at startlinetiming.com and learn more about the race at c2skyfondo.com. Bookmark squamishchief.com so you can return for more local stories like this. Get Squamish News Daily in our free newsletter. Sign up here.